he recorded last week the examination, the first examination on radio in Sioux Falls of a twinge in a knee.
Yes.
Somebody wanting to play golf.
That's right.
And it was a good picture. In fact, it's on the blog today with your head turned, my back turned in the right direction. And little did I know, Mark, we're talking Mark Brown, that just leaning on the chair gave him a sense as to what was wrong.
That's right. And we're starting to work on it. So I'd like to talk more with you about that today.
All right. You're going to take a picture? You want an examination? Is that what you want while we're doing this on the air?
Why don't we check and see what was weak on you last time and see how it's doing, Bill?
Okay. All right. We're going to do that. We're going to move the mics.
You slide back a little bit that way so there's room for Brownie to get an action photo here.
It takes a lot of room when Brownie gets an action photo. All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's have you pick this knee up off the floor and hold for me. Okay, hold it again. Hold. That's stronger than it was, isn't it?
It is stronger than it was.
All right.
All right.
Let's have you
do the same thing with the left leg. It was the right knee, by the way.
It was the right knee, and which foot was weak? It was your right foot.
It was the right foot.
Yeah, let's.
Yes.
Quit fooling me with that left foot then. Okay, now keep your heel on the ground.
Yes, sir.
And lift your toe up like you're taking your foot off the gas.
Okay.
Hold your toe up. Hold it.
All right.
Okay, that was the right foot. That didn't work so well.
No, it wasn't.
Let's do the left one. That I can stand on. There, you got strength.
I've got strength in the left, but not in the right.
So what we're finding here is that my test for pelvic instability, you passed that. That means that we have your pelvis in place, the belt you're wearing is holding things in place, and your core muscles are able to function like they're supposed to. We still have some weakness in what we call the gas pedal, the movement you would use when you take your foot off the gas. That is still weak. Now I want you to stick your stomach out, please.
Now, you don't need to get a shot of this, Brownie.
And now hold your toe up off the floor and hold it. Good. Now, suck your belly way in and let me move your knee. There. Now keep that toe off the floor with your belly sucked in. That isn't as good.
That's not as good. Okay. In fact, I couldn't possibly speed doing that.
Okay. Stick your belly out without leaning back. Just stick it out. There you go. You look good, Bill. Hold it. That's definitely better. Now, lean to your right and hold the foot. Hold it. Not so good. Lean to your favorite side, lean to the left, and hold it up. Hold it up here. Good. That's better. So what that shows us is that we're ready for another adjustment on that L5 disc.
And that's scheduled today at 11:30.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure we made news, but I'll tell you what. It made a difference because what I told Dr. Max was that I'd had the twinge. I have a dad that had to have knee replacements, a younger brother that had to have knee replacements, and I was really worried that I was headed that direction with the fact that I had a little trouble going downstairs, and with that right knee, I had to take just one step at a time. I could go upstairs easier than I could, and you had an idea in a hurry as to what it was.
Well, it made me think a little bit that there must be some instability in the pelvis because of the stairs, and there might be some nerve root impingement, or the old-fashioned term, you got a pinched nerve in your back, and that was affecting the muscles going to your knee, the muscles that are supposed to keep the knee in a comfortable, pain-free position all the time. And if I got the picture right, Bill, you kind of live in a little bit of a split level. You got a few steps to go down to your basement office.
Not a lot.
But there's like seven steps down and
six,
seven back up to the
exactly.
living room. How does it feel going up those stairs now? Or down?
Going down, much better.
Okay.
Much better.
You feel like you're more in control?
Yes, very much.
Okay. And you were saying that your knee really didn't bother you that much. You could golf and it wouldn't bother you, but maybe at night it would. It would kind of be that thing that you, that little ache that you'd feel. How has that been?
I still notice it. I notice it there more than I notice it any place else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the incline that, mm-hmm. that I like to have in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you give one thing up, you have to give something else up.
Yes.
And at that point, I was a little concerned, and I've tried to figure out a way to not only have the cool side of the pillow, but to keep that right leg cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have a better chance to not have the pain overnight.
Very good. Well, that's what we're going to work on with our continued adjustments. And I would hope that that kind of ache or that twinge you feel in your knee as you're falling asleep becomes less and less. And pretty soon you're going, what's your wife's name?
Carolyn.
You're going to say Carolyn.
Good thing I got that right.
Yes, Carolyn. I didn't notice my knee last night. So that's our next step, Bill.
Well, he did all the things. And again, it was the first time in all these years I've known a lot of very, very good, talented chiropractors, even in my family. A lot of Zortmans, having been chiropractors, still are. And they probably would have been surprised. The first one I saw was Dr. Max.
Well, that way you didn't play any favorites with the family members.
No, when you've got two or three that are in the same family, you're very careful as to who you choose and when. And that's probably almost like the salads that I never touch, that I didn't want to pick one over the other. And the knee probably suffered a little bit because I let it go too long.
Yes, sir. It did. But we're turning it around. And anyone can turn their life around if they have a spinal problem, if they have a nerve deficit, if your brain isn't in contact with your whole body as it's supposed to be, there's a chiropractor out there that can help you, and I'd be happy to be that chiropractor.
Well, I'm coming back today, and you're going to do what today?
We'll just see what's next. I have a hunch we'll be adjusting that L5 disc. We might be, because it sure seems to be weak, and we saw how it needed to be corrected. And for you listeners there, that's one thing interesting about, I think, being a patient at Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic. You always know what's causing your pain, and you always leave feeling that something was done directly to influence that. You know, hey, that was weak, and now it's strong, and he must have done something.
We saved a minute or so because you're not only working in the office, you're doing a little company thing today.
Yes.
For the community.
It's Lions Club Pancake Days. For those of you that have been around a long time, you all know about the Sioux Falls Downtown Lions Club Pancake Days. We are out at the convention center all day today until 8 p.m. For anyone that's never been to it, it's if you come to our Pancake Days, I know you're going to see someone from town that you haven't seen for years. It's just a great place to come and visit. The cause is a great one. The Lions charities go to vision impairment and youth. All of our money stays local. It's a great way to support the community. And I would encourage anyone that can't make it to the Pancake Days today, next year when the Lions members are looking for tickets, think of it as a charitable contribution. Maybe you aren't going to get there. Maybe you don't want to eat pancakes, but think about the cause.
Most people think of Lions and the iBank.
Yes.
And that, I guess, is probably the number one cause that you work so hard for?
We were there way before they even thought about needing iBanks and the expertise of optic surgery. But I can safely say that the iBank in Sioux Falls would not be what it is today if it wasn't for the Lions Club and Dr. White. And many, many other Lions that have served on the iBank board and the site and service board. I don't want to offend anyone by mentioning one name.
Well, and for me, as you know, I'm near and dear to service clubs and the fact that we need them in the next generation. And if you are not part of a service club, whether it be Lions or something else, get involved because there are so many great projects that they do for communities.
Indeed. And I would say for the young listeners, sitting by yourself at home, you can't help anyone. You do need to get out and interact face-to-face. You need to do something more than just being on the social networks.
Dr. Max, how they reach you if they want to come by and check that twinge in their knee?
The phone number is 335-0880. Otherwise, ReinekeClinic.com on the internet. Either way, if you forget everything, just Google Dr. Max the chiropractor. That should get you there.
Dr. Max, look forward to 11:30. Let me get off the air, get situated, and see what happens.
Very good, Bill. And everyone have a good day, and hopefully get out there to Pancake Day so you can eat some of my sausages.
There you go. We'll try to make that all come together.